The U.S. Department of Agriculture issuing a proposed rule to establish general regulations for improving the traceability of U.S. livestock moving interstate when animal disease events take place. It's all predicated on states and tribes working together when animals move between states. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack visited with the media about the proposed rule. It's a 90-day public comment period that is now opening up for folks to look at the rule and make comments on. Animal ID has been a very controversial subject in this country. A lot of folks do not want any sort of a mandatory program, and this effectively is a mandatory program, basically being administered primarily by the states and overseen by USDA. We asked Mr. Vilsack if he believes that this will be an effective program, one that will satisfy our international customers as far as being able to quickly trace back an animal disease outbreak, maybe within a matter of just 2 or 3 or 4 days.
We would not be proposing this if we didn't, if we weren't confident that it would do a better job than we have done in the past in responding to disease outbreaks. Obviously, in some cases, it will be perhaps a matter of days. In some other circumstances, depending upon the complexity, it may be a matter of weeks, but it will certainly be not 150 days or some of the rather lengthy processes that we've seen in the past. So this is, we believe, a significant improvement over that effort. And I think it's one that we can aggressively market together with our quality and together with our pricing to make our products, our livestock products, far more competitive and far more saleable. You know, we're having a record year in agricultural exports in part because the American brand across the world is the premier brand. And I will tell you, you know, I said this the other day at a press conference. There's a lot of negative news that's floating around in this country, and I think it's perhaps high time that we focus on some of the positive aspects of what America does. America does better than anybody else, and we can start with agriculture, and we can start with production agriculture, and we can start with the capacity that we have in this country to feed ourselves and to help feed the rest of the world in times of trouble and in export marketing opportunities, and that our export marketing opportunities this year will set a record, which means that farmers and producers will have a better bottom line, and it also means more jobs. Every $1 billion of agricultural sales generates 8,400 jobs in the economy. It's one of the reasons why 1 out of every 12 jobs is connected in some way, shape, or form to agriculture. So this is a success story, and we want to build on that success. One way we build on that success is by having a traceability system that works, that's more flexible, that's more responsive to the producer's needs, and that basically allows us to do a much better job than we've done in the past. And that was the goal, and I think with a lot of outreach and a lot of listening and a lot of hard work with commissioners of agriculture and secretaries of agriculture and producer groups and a whole host of state veterinarians, a whole host of people who have an interest in this issue, we've listened very carefully and we've listened hard. And I think we have a much, much more improved process than we had. And as John Clifford was sharing with me, this is a discussion we've been having in this country for a long time. And it's high time that we get to a point where we actually have a system that works.
The secretary was also asked during the Q&A about the price tag on his animal ID program.
We anticipate and expect that roughly $14 to $14.5 million would be necessary to adequately fund this program. Again, I think there is a good case to be made that we'll have a substantial return on that investment, both in terms of being able to minimize testing and costs on producers in a disease event circumstance, and clearly in being more competitive in terms of marketing of our livestock to export markets. So I think this is a wise investment.
Secretary Vilsack did emphasize that we're talking about primarily low-tech solutions to animal disease traceback. In other words, animal ID, not necessarily having to use radio ID tags along the way. However, there's no mandate that brands have to be recognized across the board, across the United States. That'll be up to the individual states who will have to agree with one another if they're going to use hot brands as a part of the ID system. Dr. John Clifford of the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, addressed that issue with reporters.
Really, on the brand issue, brands currently in the Code of Federal Regulations are recognized as being official, as well as other forms of ID, such as back tags, registration tattoos. We're not trying to eliminate these forms of ID, but basically to apply this rule and one aspect of the rule that would allow all 50 states to be able to work together, and that is that all 50 states would need to accept official ID in all 50 states. So brands, as stated by the Secretary, are recognized as far as their value, and they can be utilized between two brand states as long as both states agree to that. Plus, they can be utilized within the state itself that has those brands. There's only about 14 brand states in the United States, and to effectively have brands to a high level, it's important that you have a good system in place within those states. The other 36 states in this country do not have that system in place, and basically, if we allow brands to stay official, we would be saying to those other 36 states, you would have to implement a system that's not in place in those and put additional burden on those states and those producers within those states.
Dr. John Clifford of APHIS, this is a 90-day comment period that's now opened up for individuals and for groups to make comments on this animal disease traceback system. A lot of agriculture groups very quickly issuing statements that they want to look at it closely and work with other industry partners in trying to come up with what is best for the U.S. livestock industry. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.